Ladies and gentlemen, Maryland Attorney General Douglas Gantzler.
I'm sorry we messed with the time that we had allocated to you. Thank you for coming this way, Mr. Gantzler.
Anytime. Love being on the show. Love hearing what everybody has to say, too. Summer for me, summer against me. Sorry.
June of 2013.
Well, and that's crazy. And it's unbelievable. People ought to be doing their damn jobs. You know, you get elected to do something. And we just came out yesterday. We had the DNA win in the Supreme Court. And that was a great thing. And you know, I was elected to be the Attorney General. I got to do my job. And the last caller's talking about who's doing their jobs and who's not. And I don't take the other side of that. But it's June of 13. People don't want this kind of race. We just got off the last race. So, you know, I mean, there was a good cartoon in the Sun papers on Sunday showing that. And, you know, we gotta do the politics at the time. There's time to do politics, and then we got to do our jobs the rest of the time.
Well, obviously, I wanted to talk about the decision on the DNA and your response to it. And then at the same time, you said you're doing the job as Attorney General. There's some issues that have come along, and you're elected to your second term, and I think last time around, no opposition.
Isn't that nice? I recommend that. You remember that, Senator? No one shows up.
I had three of those experiences.
Right.
So
well, you know, you like to think, and certainly my mother does, that it's because people think we're doing a good job. And you know, and I think it's a lot of this is, you know, left, right, Democrat, Republican, do the right thing, do it for the right reasons. People respect it. They may not agree with everything you do, but you gotta be authentic about it. You gotta be genuine, and you gotta work hard. And if you do that, then people aren't necessarily gonna run against you. And that it worked out for us last time. This time may be a little different. In fact, these guys can't wait to get out of the box.
I noticed also in that election, you were the only statewide candidate in the nation to run unopposed in both the primary and the general.
Well, it's, you know, because people get, they're sick and tired of all this politics, you know, and right now I'm the president of all the attorneys general in the country. And
is that right?
I was nominated, and I was elected unanimously by the Republicans, by the Democrats, because it's all about protecting people and doing our jobs. That's what the attorney general's job is, to protect consumers, protect people, protect families. Some of the issues that were just talked about right before I came on here are real issues. You know, what's going on? What are people doing about with a black agenda or a white agenda, whatever it is, but certainly if you're, whether you're white or black, if you're downtrodden, if you need government to help you, that's what the attorney general is supposed to be doing, and that's what, you know, ultimately a governor is supposed to do.
Let's look at some of the issues that you've dealt with there, and that's dealing with the fighting for Maryland homeowners, consumers, and taxpayers.
And that's, and you and I talked about that last time I was on the show. Since then, it's been absolutely incredible how it's worked. We have now gotten $1.4 billion with a B dollars here in Maryland to help people stay in their homes. These are folks that are on the brink of foreclosure, either because they're behind on their payments 30, 60, 90 days, or they're underwater and they're serviced by one of the five major banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, GMAC Alley, JP Morgan, and they need help. And so we've gotten principal reduction and loan modification, and it's kept people in their homes. It's kept the inventory down. Children are allowed to stay in their homes. Communities are being built up, and it's helping to stem that foreclosure crisis that really put us in a down swirl.
I'm also looking at the fact that you have established the first Attorney General gang prosecution unit.
Yeah, well, so I did that when I was in Montgomery County, and the gang issue is an interesting one. I mean, in Maryland, about 90% of the gangs are actually Latino. Now, in Baltimore City, there's a little bit more African-American gang presence. But, you know, gangs are an interesting issue. We all always look at it, let's get the gangs and put them in jail. But when you're talking about gangs, most of the time, not always, most of the time, you're talking about young people. And they're going on the wrong direction, and they need their prevention and intervention has got to be part of the gang solution. So we've been working on doing that, going out, talking to schools, talking to folks, talking to parents. But also, when there are gangs that, you know, commit crimes and wreak havoc on our community, we also hold them accountable. So we've been doing that. And what people don't understand, this is not an urban or city problem only. They got gangs in Western Maryland, Southern Maryland, the Eastern Shore. They're all over. MS-13 is a real thing, and those folks are dangerous.
Well, I got to say, and I didn't know why there was a drop, but I found out as I was looking into some of the work that you've done, you've had this combating the marketing prices of alcohol and tobacco companies that target young consumers.
What they were doing was...
Now, I got to say this, Attorney. I did not know
this is some crazy
your office
stuff.
Was doing this.
Yeah, so I actually led that for the country through the National Association of Attorneys General, the effort to get, not Alco-Pops, but these drinks that they were putting on the market where they the $2.50 they were selling them at like the 7-Eleven or convenience stores, and they the one can for $2.50 would have the equivalent of six drinks and three cups of coffee in them. So what these guys, Miller Coors, Anheuser-Busch, and others, Four Loko, Juice, they were putting these cans out there and combining them and selling them. So we said, look, you can't do that. You know, there's been this advent of these energy drinks, these kids drink Red Bull and Monster and all that, and then there's been Alco-Pops. We said, that's fine, but you can't mix the two and then sell them to the kids, and we've got them taken off the market.
When we look at the defending and promoting civil rights, it was told to me, I don't know who jumped first, Elijah or yourself, but I'm told that you were the first elected official in the state to come behind the candidacy of President Barack Obama.
We were at the same time in terms of right after he announced, we both said, that's our guy. And everybody else went south. They all went a different direction. And we thought, look, this guy, he should be president. He could be president. We didn't know that he would be president. But, you know, it was interesting to watch the groups. We had these meetings early in January, I guess it was 2007. And, you know, folks weren't coming in. They're like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, Hillary Clinton, she's going to win. And to have a qualified, articulate, brilliant, elegant man, in my opinion, everyone has their own opinion, that could be president of the United States, should be president of the United States, somebody I had to get behind. I remember when I first heard of, I never heard of this guy until like 2 weeks before the Boston convention, like the 4 years earlier. He gets out on the floor, I'm listening to this guy, and I picked up a phone call. I was on the floor at the convention, called my wife, said, turn on the TV, you don't want to miss this. And I actually met him that night. My friend Harold Ford Jr. introduced me to him that night in Boston, and I've been a huge supporter ever since. And yeah, we ran the campaign, and we were able to win in Maryland, and you know, it's been a great thing for this country. They can go after him for this, that, the other. They don't say what it is because they don't really have a real reason to go after him, but we know what that's all about. And yet he's been just, I think, one of the most effective presidents we've ever had.
One of the issues that has labored, and you and I have had a chance to talk, I hope that this morning you can put it out to where it is. My understanding on this whole issue of historical black colleges and universities, the Attorney General's position, better than yet, I won't say what it is. I just want you to offer, because that has been a major issue of concern from our listeners. What exactly is Attorney General Gansler's position, and how does it play that is assumed, and you know what assumed can be,
oh, yeah,
that you're not there for black colleges and universities?
Let me be as clear as I possibly can be. I am a huge advocate, proponent of historically black college universities. I think we ought to take our four HBCUs and promote them in all different ways. They're all very different. I was a graduation speaker at UMES a few years back, and you know, I'd never been there. And it was phenomenal. I mean, what a wonderful school that is. And then Morgan is just a jewel. And we need, and I've been over to Morgan, I've talked to Dr. Wilson, I've, you know, talked to Earl Richardson, I've spent time sitting down with them and say, what can we do? Where can we take this school and Coppin and Bowie State as well? I want to put a law school at Bowie State. You know, the way I got caught up in this thing was there was a lawsuit brought against the state for its funding. I'm not in charge of the funding. The governor and lieutenant governor are doing the funding for the HBCUs. I have a constitutional obligation to defend them. And let me say this about the case, because it's still pending on the decision. Wherever it comes out, it's a great case that was brought. Because what it did is it put in the dialogue for the public, for the people that are calling in your show, to say, look, let's look at how we're funding our HBCUs. What are we doing about our HBCUs? Look at the potential we're wasting with our HBCUs, and have that conversation so that somebody can do something about it.
Very well. Okay, Coach, thank you very much. Hold tight, partner. We're going to continue our conversation with the Attorney General of the State of Maryland, Doug Gansler, right here on the Larry Young Morning Show. And we will return for a segment, and we'll I don't think we can get him to say anything he can't say. I'll just simply say that we're talking political season here, but maybe not season enough for him to break a news story right here on the Larry Good Morning Show.